Big Brother, mainstream media, governments. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Friday, the 28th day of May, 2010. Can you believe we're almost about to be to the halfway point of 2010? I mean, it seems like 2005 just started a few minutes ago. 2001 and the staged government terror attacks seems like yesterday, but at the same time seems like a million years ago. It's that paradox. So much of life is a paradox. Okay, Alan Hart is joining us. He is the former top BBC presenter and reporter. He's now an independent investigative journalist and author. And he joins us from Michigan coming up in 1 hour. He's the former Middle East chief correspondent for BBC. Headline, bombshell, Silverstein wanted to demolish building 7 on 9/11. Remember that report from April 23rd, a little over a month ago, when Fox News itself, a reporter, said, yeah, I was there. They were talking about blowing it up at the command center that morning. Well, it's the same thing from Alan Hart, but this was known within days of the attack. Basically, all the high-level media knew this, but knew to keep their mouths shut. So he'll be joining us coming up in the second hour today, and of course our once-a-week visit with Bob Chapman on the economy. I tell you, it's always important to have him on, but more and more with the global meltdown that's ongoing. Humans are very resilient creatures. As long as we're eased into something, we pretty much accept it. Like, oh yeah, the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket, but at least they say things might get better, and yeah, unemployment's a lot worse than what they say, and the economy's falling apart, and everything's shutting down around us, and yeah, they've got all these hundreds of new taxes, and you know, they're taking our houses for $300 unpaid water bills or for $1.25 unpaid parking tickets or toll road bills. And, yeah, they're building giant FEMA camps everywhere. We got some news on that today. But, oh, you know, it's just they've kind of eased us into it. Frog in the pot of water incrementally turned up. But here's the article came out 2 days ago. Top construction firm, WTC, destroyed by controlled demolition. Respected Middle East expert and former BBC presenter Alan Hart has broken his silence on 911 by revealing that the world's most prominent civil engineering company told him directly that the collapse of the Twin Towers was a controlled demolition. So, again, that's coming up in the next hour. Alan Hart, alanhart.net, joining us. In the meantime, boy, do we have some important news, and we're going to be blitzing through it in this hour. Then I also want to go over basically my philosophy and the overall societal threats we face, but also the positive things that are happening. So I'll go over some of that at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to cover news in the meantime when we get back. Like North Korea warns it will meet war with all-out war. Geithner talks up stability deal. That's the global government public formation. Bilderbergs are set to be meeting. We're getting a lot of intel leaking out from Bilderberg sources, including some sources I have that run with the Bilderberg group. And I'll tell you, these sources are as good as anybody's. I start to realize the type of sources we have, and then I don't even really ever consciously myself realize the amazing info we have, the amount of amazing intel we get from government, from military, from banking and academia. But Paul Watson has got a big report coming out later today with some key information on Bilderberg. It's going to be titled Bilderberg, the Open Conspiracy, or Now an Open Conspiracy. So all of this coming up and a lot more today. Vital info straight ahead. You got a fighting chance to beat these people if we speak up and take action now, but now is the time.
The problem.
How do I
cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got the BBC reporter, a chief correspondent, joining us at the time of 9/11. They knew within days that it was an inside job, a controlled demolition, and that many other reporters knew this, and controlled demolition companies knew this, and it was just a public thing. That's why one of the other BBC presenters of World News, who was confronted by We Are Change 2 years ago, they brought up the fact that he was live on TV reporting that Building 7 had fallen, and then he interviewed reporters on the ground before Building 7 had fallen. And he said, no, I wasn't there. I remember distinctly I took my film to the movies. I took my son to the movies that day. I went and saw a film. And they said, excuse me, sir, you were all over TV for hour after hour that day. And he goes, oh, yes, I do remember now. So they just all know. They just all know the government did it. They all know it was blown sky high. And it's a fear paradigm, where you're there, you know the government did it, and you're standing around looking at each other, and no one is a leader, no one stands up, no one speaks out. It's like the cops. The cops are brought into the conspiracy, but only on the edge. Tell everybody to get back, we're blowing up Building 7. Cops are on video, on CNN, on CBS Local, on other channels, saying, get back, they're bringing down Building 7. Boom, they blow it up. And then later, the cops hear the conspiracy theorist playing videos of them saying, get back. And they go, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then years later, they go, well, they did talk about blowing it up, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that it fell. They said they were going to blow it up, but it fell on its own. As we said, there was a countdown, because now they say they didn't blow it up. So I've got to say that they didn't blow it up. I've got to go along with what they said, because it can't be true the government would do something like this. I've got to just... See, that's how the psychology works. It's called Crime Stop in 1984. Where you read the newspaper on a Monday and it says, we've always been at war with East Asia and we just launched a huge victory against their capital city and took it over and we killed over 1 million enemy troops in the last month. And then the next day, there's a headline, we have been friends with East Asia for the last 100 years. They have always battled with us. They are our best friends. Here's a photo of Big Brother with the grand leader of East Asia together. Overseeing the battlefront against Eurasia. And then it lists 50 battles they've won together in the last 6 months and just how they're incredible comrades and how Big Brother, you know, carried machine gun bullets himself up to the front lines to the wonderful double plus good troops. This is the exact same thing. And that's why they're psychologically now coming out and going, yeah, we put out fake bin Laden videos. Yeah, we're growing the opium. After all these years saying they didn't. And yeah, we killed the same Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Oh, it's up to close to 20 times they've killed certain leaders. And they never reverse it. They never say, oh, we didn't, you know, we were wrong the last 5 times we said we killed Habib Durka Durka. This time we really did kill him. No. They just say we killed Habib Durka Durka or whatever made up name it is. We killed him and we've been hunting him for years and we're sure we killed him and we have the body. And then they announced 2 months later they killed him again. It's just training you. See, I'm getting to understand this more and more. You know, you think you understand 1984 when you read it in high school and then again in college and then again. I've probably read 1984 4 or 5 times. And every time I read it, it becomes more horrifying because you realize, as Orwell said right before he died, the book was only out a year before he died. A lot of evidence is they poisoned him. He didn't really die of tuberculosis. He went and hid out in Scotland on a secluded island and was scared to death, according to his family, while he was writing it. You know why? Because Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, had been a member of the Indian Secret Police, the British Royal Imperial Guard in India. Less than 100,000 people dominating 500 million at the time. Now it's over 1 billion. Oh, they might have been 400 million at the time. Whatever. The point is that he'd been there. Then he'd thought he was fighting the empire. He went and joined the communists. And got shot through the throat and was in a bunch of heavy fighting for a year in the foreign brigades in the Spanish Civil War. In Spain. And then he became homeless for a few years just to experience, because he came from a good family, upper middle class. Kind of the milk royalty, as they would call it in Poland, but this was in England. The first echelon, the lowest echelon of elitist, of aristocrats. But again, I digress from that. And so he went and lived for years basically as a homeless person. And by homeless, I mean he would work 15, 16 hours a day in down and out in Paris and London. Wrote a book about it. And, you know, he would literally go work 14, 15, sometimes 18 hours a day, and then go live in a stone-floored hovel with 10 other people. And he would have, you know, sores all over him. Even though he had money, he wanted to experience this. And then he went and he was homeless in England. Even up until the 40s, they would lock you up in the poorhouses at night. They locked the homeless people up and also would take you off to work camps. And he told that whole story. And then the war started, and he went as a journalist and worked at the BBC in propaganda. And, of course, he is Winston Smith in the book. He's basically writing about himself, but seeing his contemporary decades in the future. When he wrote the book in 1948, he saw himself in the future reversing 1948 with 1984 with the type of world he saw that was going to be built. And, of course, another elitist, even more elite, from one of the most powerful families in England in the technocratic field, Aldous Huxley, wrote in 1933 about genetic engineering, totally brainwashed populations, far past the oppression that Orwell foresaw. And that's why in 1962, before he died, Huxley went public at Berkeley and said, well, George Orwell's wrong. We're going to have a jackbooted enforcement arm, a black ski mask, basically SWAT team arm, that will come physically kill you if they have to, but they're not going to need to. With entertainment, with drugs, with genetic engineering, you won't even be able to revolt because it'll be like a revolt of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. That's actually a Bertrand Russell quote, but they all say similar things. Just laughing at us how there's no way we can stop them. But the reason I digress down this rabbit trail today is because we're living in a 1984 society. The language has been reduced. It's been dumbed down. Much of the public, you can't even communicate with them. They weren't given building blocks as children, mentally, historically, societally. Scientific knowledge is just basically unknown. They're just little entertained children in the West about to be reduced down to the level of slaves. But in that process of them having all their toys taken away, they're going to be used as a political weapon to rob anyone politically of their Second Amendment, of their property rights, of everything. You know, in the next phase, they're going to use the Depression to communalize the wealth and then sick the working class on anyone who has a dollar more than they do. And then, of course, that will destroy any final engine of wealth production, and the globalists believe they're going to have full domination over the society. I mean, this is really going to be bad. And that's the game plan. Now, if you're in China or India, you're working 12, 14 hours in chemical plants and in fabs with basically no safety equipment, breathing deadly poison. And you know, you work in them 10 years and you die of liver failure, and they just throw you in a big junk pile, big dump. Mass suicides everywhere. The government openly drives around with trucks, grabbing women off the street, sterilizing them. It's mainstream news. Our government doesn't criticize China. They actually say it's a great idea, and they come out at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and say China is now genetically testing everyone at birth to decide who and what they're going to be according to their DNA. And, of course, they decide what's good DNA and what isn't. And we know what we're going into, and they've made the decision to just flood everything with admissions of world government, admissions of deadly vaccines. Yeah, there's a cancer virus in that MMR. We're going to give it to your kid. Ah, so what? It's going to kill you 20 years from now. Sure, the RNA is going to plug into all your cells. So what? Sure, it's going to wear down your immune system and then kill you. It's just all out in the open. Yeah, we grow the drugs. Yeah, we ship them in. Yeah, we make fake Al-Qaeda videos. Yeah, we kill innocent people with drones. Yeah, we're turning the public schools into prisons. Yeah, we're putting RFID in all your products. Yeah, we're listening to everything you say and do. Yeah, we're training your kids to tattle on you and spy on you. Yeah, we're merging the local police with the feds and training them for gun confiscation. Yeah, we're getting ready to take everything you've gotten. Yeah, we're getting ready to put vaccines in the food so you don't have a way to escape it, and to airborne spray it on you, and to engineer mosquitoes to be released all over the world to forcibly give you new vaccines that'll brain damage you and cause you not even be able to think. And so they're just getting us right up to the level to where suddenly our neighbors are zombies, and then we contract the virus, and then we're drooling, and they just pick us up for orderly extermination.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What
then?
Then.
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You know, I have one thought, and then I spend 15 minutes on it. Just one little idea, one little paradigm, one little universe of looking into the mind of George Orwell and reading a book about a futuristic police state. But then another elitist who understands the bigger picture Huxley goes, no. This is how the tyranny is going to work. Propaganda, brainwashing, chemicals in the food, chemicals in the water. Written in 1933, Brave New World. Go read Brave New World. Almost 80 years later. And look at how everything in it is now being phased in. Because once these people get a plan, they don't stop. And he explains, you know, my brother heads up the United Nations at the time in 62. Julian Huxley, this is the system we're going to set up. And the elite believes you're so stupid. I can sit here and even tell you this, and there's nothing you're going to do. It's possible to make them love their servitude. You can go pull up Berkeley speech, Aldous Huxley, hour long. You can even hear the class clapping. Think of all the little technocrats, all the elitists at Microsoft and Apple who were actually in that class, who were actually at that convention building, that auditorium. See, when Bill Gates a few months ago gets up and says, we need to reduce the carbon footprint by half, and the best way to do it is by cutting the human population by half, and we're going to do this through vaccines, he said it straight out, knowing the average person watching it later, but the crowd began laughing and giggling uncomfortably, and then it cut to their faces, and they were, this makes me feel so powerful. I paid $6,000 to be part of the TED TV convention. No, I come in here the elitist, and I'm a globalist wannabe. And most of them are CEOs and high-level and mid-level people. So it's like their church tithe. You know, they go to TED TV and hear the globalist gospel. And that's the admission. $6,000 on average. Some people get let in for free. Media. So you get to hear Bill Gates sit there and giggle and laugh and talk. And they only put out little select short clips. Oh, we're going to let you know Bill Gates talked about killing half of you. And Bill Gates smiles and laughs with pleasure when they all smile and laugh with him. It's because, you know, the public's too dumb to get it. I can't tell you how many elitists I've talked to. Some even high level. I've talked to elitists next to the very highest level. And the highest level probably only has 400 people in it or less. Okay, I've talked to the very highest levels of the power structure. I guess I've even talked to the former head of the Kissinger group, so I've talked to the inner 300, 400 or so. There's an inner council within that, but the point is, and they all say on or off air, Alex, the public is a bunch of idiots. If you gave them freedom, they'd slit your throat in a minute. They want to be slaves. They want to be exterminated. Look at how we're in control. Look at how the establishment is in control. Look at how we're in control, Alex. Doesn't that prove that it's our right to be in control? Survival of the fittest. Social Darwinism. That guys, will you print me the definition of social Darwinism instead of me just sitting here and going over my layman's definition of social Darwinism? Will you print me the definition of social Darwinism? Social Darwinism, my friends. And then you can have a debate about whether or not you agree with them. The problem is the average college graduate has been given kind of the outer temple doctrine. That's how many religions are designed. You have the inner group of the cult, and then you have the outer group of the cult who are only given parts of the overall agenda. It's a form of compartmentalization. But the outer cult sees themselves as liberal, believes there's too many people. We've got to have a world government. We've got to have an organized society run by us, the elite. But the outer group always thinks they are the ultimate elite. But the question all of those outer acolytes or outer party people have to ask themselves is, are you part of the elite for real? Let's talk about that when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the last hour today, I am going to spend much of the time we have on the nature of the New World Order and their mindset and the type of world they're building. But if the general public cannot educate themselves on what makes the controllers tick and what their global plan is, you have no chance of ever even being involved in the world or your future or having any impact on it. So the average churchgoer, the average liberal, the average conservative, the average professional in the last 100 years has been taught there's too many people, poor people are scum, you've got to do them a favor, you've got to sterilize them. And, you know, at certain levels, you can see their arguments. At certain levels, there's an argument there. And that's why so many people buy into this. But it's the outer ring of the system. Let me give you the big news flash here for the wannabe elitist and people that tune in. When you actually get deeper into globalist philosophy and operations, they are targeting 99.99% of the public. You learn that top controllers, less than 400 of them, spend almost all their time avoiding the soft kill, degenerative, and binary weapons in the air, food, and water, and in the magnetic spectrum they're now introducing and admitting they are. And that we are all under sustained control freak attack. This is a religion of control freaks. And the ultimate control is to control human genetics, human reproduction, human education, human destiny. Because when you control ideas, and when you control the wealth, and when you control the farms, and when you control the factories, and when you control the societies, you control it all. You control the planet. It isn't about money. It isn't about bling. The elites don't care about that. The real money hides their money. The real power structure is hidden. Just like the Federal Reserve never wanted to be on the radar. And it's only the holding company of these people. They want you talking about Obama and John McCain. They want you talking about George W. Bush and his cousin Kerry, who are nothing but high-level frontmen, high-level gophers, high-level foils, shills, cutouts, puppets, fronts, doormats. And so for all of you eugenicist wannabes out there, all of you that go to the mall and look down your nose at the hunchback people scurrying around mindlessly with their bling, for all of you who have disdain, instead of wanting to lift up these people, you get off on a petty power trip, do you understand you are being hit by soft kill weapons, magnetic, chemical, biological? I mean, you really are being attacked. Hundreds of textbooks, hundreds and hundreds of publications, State Department memorandums, UN biological diversity assessments, on and on and on and on and on, talking about how they're going to build a world government and kill you. They're just warming up with forced abortion, infanticide, sterilization. Oh, yeah, they go into Africa and, quote, give them some GMO crops that sterilize them and claim they're helping them and tell them, yeah, go on birth control or get sterilized and we'll give you $5,000. And then you could even see the argument of, look, oh, she won't have eight kids now, four of which on average will die. You know, she'll have one child or no children, but she'll get this money. The point is, this is undemocratic, unelected power by a group that isn't just wiping out poor people, and that's bad. But their real enemy is anybody who is intelligent and isn't part of their program. And then you get a Dr. Eric Pianka at UT, who is a real insider and travels to Europe with meet with Prince Charles and Philip and gets all these awards. And the guy can barely talk. And he's on the UT website dressed up as a Druidic priest talking about Lucifer on the UT website. That's why he's over there, because he is a zombie, self-hating demon, and gives speeches where he talks about, I know me and my family are going to have to die soon. I'm ready for the airborne Ebola and can't wait for it to come. It's sad my children have to die, but this is what we have to do for Earth. And Prince Charles is just like, you are a beautiful creature. Prince Philip is, yes, Dr. Pianka, you are incredible. You realize you are scum and need to die for me, so the earth is mine. Yes, I recognize that. I mean, and that's why I got emails by, when that was big news 3 years ago, it's in my film Endgame, that's why I got emails when I was criticizing him and it became national news. And I would have his graduate students send me emails going, you know what, you ought to read my graduate paper. Here's the link to it. He is a great man. He is incredible. And I'll tell you this, he only wants 90% dead. Who could rationally disagree with the fact that all humans must be killed? We are a cancer. We are a plague. Then I started Googling these people's names. And there they were in white lab coats working in bioweapons laboratories, genetic engineering facilities. Oh, they run everything, and they're going to do it. They're going to do it just as sure as the sun comes up. So go ahead, power-tripping cops on steroids who think you're part of the New World Order and think you've got all this power. Go ahead. Go ahead and throw your lot in with the New World Order. because your lot's in with us, whether you know it or not. And go ahead, doctors and lawyers and bureaucrats and all of you out there that, you know, buy into this cosmology. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, understand that you are not being honest. Oh, Priyanka's being honest. So are his graduate students that have got white papers out there, their graduate thesis on killing everyone. Go read them. We've linked to them over the years on the websites, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. You know, I read some of the dark philosophy written by these people, and they talk about, it will be a great honor to be the last human, that last human who will then kill themselves, and knowing that the earth will go back to rewilding and a beautiful jewel will be the greatest human in history. I mean, yeah. Meanwhile, you care about if the Dallas Cowboys win, lose, or draw? You care about crow's feet at the edge of your eyes? You care about getting old? You women care about how good-looking you are? You better be caring about saving your children and the species. Why do you think the UN has built no fewer than 50 different seed vaults around the world? The only one to get big attention is the one up at the North Pole. Every seed, they've got other vaults of the sperm and eggs of other mammals. Usually when I read the list of what the grants are, what they're holding, they don't have any human genetics. That's not going to be needed. And I'm just supposed to sit here and go about my business and watch these people circling around us like wolves. And Bill Gates is up there giving press releases on the GatesFoundation.org about, it's wonderful. A lot of people are trying to avoid vaccines now. But it doesn't matter because we have airborne systems that will be delivered by aircraft, by mosquito that we release that carry it, and by rice and squash and sugar beets and potatoes that will deliver the new vaccine. And it's going to be wonderful. That the new vaccine will reduce population by half. And the whole crowd giggles and makes little monkey noises. We're on a power trip cult. Because, I mean, these, you understand that this is the ultimate extension of the people that get in the fast lane when it says 70 and they're doing 50 and they'll get with a little team member beside each other and block both lanes and you'll see them with satisfaction looking over. That's the spiritual counterpart of what we're dealing with. Instead of saying, you know, we need to have great debates about population and should we start, you know, going off planet. No, it isn't about population. That's their excuse to bring full control over the human species. They're playing God, folks, everything they do. Everything they do, they're big government buildings that are imposing and make you feel small. Their tax collector ads, that's, you know, look at you from space and say, hi, Tom, nice car, nice house. Oh, we're going to come get you, Tom. Oh, and, you know, police chiefs are now in the news going, yeah, we wear a black mask to intimidate you. We're secret police. You know, it's come out that large percentages in some police forces, half the cops are on steroids, including the women. Fort Worth police chief promotes hormone therapy, WFAA, sex drive, mental focus, energy. And he talks about injecting his troops, as he calls them, with testosterone. How about a swollen heart? How about that it reduces your regular hormone output once you go off of it? How about teaching cops they can do full body heavy weight power cleans and squats and boost testosterone by more than 40% on average? I wouldn't dare do that, folks. With my natural testosterone, I want to tear people's heads off every day. But I did when I got in super good shape by the time I was about 20. I could squat 600, bench press 320. And let me tell you, folks, I found the secret. But I also noticed my hair started falling out because I was doing power clings twice a week and squats. My testosterone shot up, and I quit because I went and read the medical research and learned I'd boosted my testosterone massively naturally. And you know what? I like my hair and not wanting to kill people more than I did boosting my testosterone. What in Hades are police doing openly admitting they're on roids now? You do not need steroids. You do not need the testosterone you've got. in this society. Give me a but my point is they've been drugging for 30 years our own troops, and now they're giving them methamphetamine, pharmaceutical grade. They're giving them psychotropics. They're giving them halcyon, amnesiac, mind control drugs. They're putting the troops on roids. I mean, we are just completely fried. They're putting the military, they're putting the cops on them. This is the THX-1138 system. They're drugging your water supply. They're openly announcing Japan wants to put lithium in their water. They're pushing it here. They're already doing it, boys and girls. They're already drugging the hell out of you. So that's why cops feel like they need testosterone, because they're lethargic. And because they're so afraid of the public, they're all souped up. Every time they go up to a car, it's burning them out. If you just tried being calm and in a position of mental power, you wouldn't need to be jacked up in fear. All you got to do is to let go of the fear. As soon as you're not worried about somebody killing you, you're icy. You're in control. No, you don't need steroids. And by the way, that may help you for a year or maybe two, but then you're going to have them. And then the government has you right where they want you. And then your testicles shrivel up to the size of grapes. I'm just giving you the newsflash here, folks. And you fry the real testosterone you got. You got the testosterone you need, okay? Try ramming your head into a wall. Try boxing. Try getting hardcore. Excuse me. I mean, the point is that these people are out of their minds, folks. I can't believe that they've got cops. I don't know. I guess some men may need it. I guess some men don't have hair on their chest or fire in their eyes. But most of it's mental, boys. The roids you think you need. Fort Worth police chief promotes hormone therapy. All were topics of discussion at a recent voluntary wellness seminar at Fort Worth police officers. Chief Jeffrey Halstead called the meeting to share his testimony about testosterone. And yeah, maybe if you're a 55-year-old cop and you've been drinking GMO milk and been drinking out of plastic containers that have estrogen mimickers, how about, here's what I meant to say when I saw this article yesterday. I never got to it. I see articles every few weeks about England, Europe, and the U.S. where girls now, by the tens of thousands in the U.S., the tens of thousands in Europe, are going into puberty at age 8, some at age 6, just like fish are going into puberty, and frogs are going into puberty, going into reproductive cycle earlier and earlier. Some are being born in reproductive cycles. It's the hormones in the water. It's the hormones we're dumping. It's the hormones humans are being fed as part of the sterilization that's getting to the fish and getting to the frogs. In every case, it's municipal water that's then being offloaded into the ecosystem. And here's my issue. I read these articles about an 8-year-old goes into puberty, so they take him in and they give the girl or the boy shots to suppress what's happening. Instead of getting them off the hormones and the water and the food and the GMO milk. I mean, let me tell you something. If they're giving mama cows a genetically engineered hormone that makes them produce almost twice as much milk, what do you think that's going to do to your 5-year-old daughter, pal? I mean, this is 2 plus 2 equals 4. Now, this is 1 plus 1 equals 2. Or this is just, what is that number? Like when you ask your 2-year-old, what is that number? 1. This isn't even 1 plus 1. Of course the municipal water supply reservoirs have got frogs at birth going into puberty. Of course they got male frogs that are females, female frogs that are hyper-female and are dying of cancers. Of course women have got their breasts rotting off left and right because you're drinking all these hormones. You went into puberty when you were 9 years old and you've got the body sexually of a 65-year-old when you're 30. You've been hit with a chemical weapon attack. You're being murdered. And they think it's real funny. Well, I don't think it's funny. It makes me angry. Okay? So these people sit up there in their little power trips, and there's all this video of Bill Gates kissing on little black kids. It's like when you read Margaret Sanger with the Rockefellers going, I want to kill these black animals, these subhuman weeds. These are all quotes. We're going to have to hire a bunch of blacks as fronts and pose with them and like we love them. I'm talking to Ed Bernays on how to carry this out. Oh, we'll get them. Don't you worry. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to get you. See, this is the real world, folks. This is what's really happening. This is what's going on. This is what you face as a society. And so instead of telling the cops, you don't have the sperm count of somebody 50 years ago or somebody 10 years ago. You don't have the testosterone count of a man 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Why is that? Well, sodium fluoride attacks and lowers testosterone and every other endocrine released system. Go read the studies. It's an absolute fact. Let me see. All of the major plastics that have been accepted, because there's hundreds of plastic formulas, but they pick the few that have the estrogen mimicker just by accident. Globally, they're used. It's just a coincidence. All of these major GMO foods we've been eating the last decade, in all the studies, sterilize or reduce fertility in every major mammal species. Oh, gee, the vaccine inserts say reduces fertility. Oh, gee. No, instead they're going to turn the cops all into a bunch of drugged out zombies running around murdering people because they're on testosterone. Folks, do you have any idea why men are vicious and attack people? It's testosterone. You don't take more of it. You don't need it. You're not designed to have it. Do you understand that?
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The point I was trying to make is, instead of taking 8-year-old girls going into puberty and the doctors telling them, get off the fluoride, get off the plastic products, get off the GMO milk, They give them other drugs to mask those hormones. It's the same thing with cops. Instead of explaining to them why they're chicken neck cowards, and I mean, they got to have steroids to feel tough. Give me a break. It's pathetic. All that does is fry your body and make you fall apart down the road. All right, I'm digressing. You know, I have all this news here, and we have a big guest coming up as well. And I will cover this later when Bob Chapman's on with us, but I got off into eugenics. Because what else is there but eugenics? By the way, I've been quietly working the last 3 years on the ultimate eugenics film. The ultimate. And the problem is I tend to get obsessed on something and then never release it. Kind of like I've been working for 4 or 5 years on a JFK film. Black Sunshine. But coming out in the fall, I will release a eugenics film. And the overall tie-in is it's a chemtrail film. And I've been telling you for 2 years that I was going to release it in the fall coming up, and we're going to stick with that deadline. So we should be able to tell you about that very, very soon. We do need your financial support if you believe in the issues and items and topics we cover here. The studio ended up costing a lot more than I thought it would. And we do need your financial support now more than ever. And you do that by buying the books, the T-shirts, the materials, also supporting our sponsors. But everything available at InfoWars.com. You know, whether you call and get a Don't Tread on Me shirt or get Invisible Empire or Don't Tread on Me or Police State for the Rise of FEMA, it's all available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. The economy is falling apart, as you know, and I know it's tough to buy the books and videos, but they are great tools to wake people up. And your purchase also does support this radio broadcast. For those of means, see it as a donation. You know, call up and buy 100 copies of Fall of the Republic, or 20 copies, or of The Obama Deception, or of Invisible Empire. You know, we'll discount them by 60% when you do. And then give them out to people. You know, there's so many ways to support us. If you want to just give us a straight-up donation, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, that's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Because I want to go ahead and finish fitting out the studio. We built it, built the new office, and I need to be able to hire a few people to man it, and I need to be able to pay for the stage and the equipment. We buy basically the prosumer, cheapest stuff that's out there, but we just need your support, ladies and gentlemen. Again, InfoWars.com to go visit the online video bookstore or call toll-free to get the books and videos and materials. We've got a lot of specials going, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. We're going live in 8 minutes on PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch the live show, download all the films in high quality. PrisonPlanet.tv, six plus years up and running. Well, it's been 6 years since April of 6 years ago, so 6 years and a few months. PrisonPlanet.tv, we just keep adding more and more to it. And I could get a lot more done and not really kill myself physically, mentally, if I could hire some more personnel. We just don't have the money right now. But we're having trouble just holding at what we're at. I've actually, in the last few months, actually had a few people go part-time because I knew the economy was going to fall apart, but it's falling apart, as you know, even faster. And we need to be able to continue and not just stay at this position. I want to blast our way out of this and grow. So please purchase a lot of books and videos at InfoWars.com and support our local sponsors.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.